Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
In an update on the Jonathan Majors domestic violence allegations, a statement released this week by Majors' attorney asserts that Majors is the victim, claiming not only that the woman has since recanted her allegations, her accusations in two written statements, but that video footage and other witness testimony will support Majors. The statement further claimed that Majors' girlfriend was in the middle of an, quote, emotional crisis at the time of the incident, after which she was hospitalized. Yet these charges may be just the beginning of further allegations about Majors' pattern behavior. Now, after his arrest, two different TV directors spoke publicly about Majors' alleged emotionally violent and professionally abusive history. And social media began buzzing with reports from Majors' classmates from Yale, where he received a master's in drama, saying Majors had a long and well-known history of abusive behavior in both the Yale and New York theater scenes. The public's reaction to the allegations have understandably been mixed at this point. And, you know, it begs the question, why come out with this stuff now?
I mean, what are you talking about Yale for?
Right.
See, this is the thing about it, people. You can't.
Here we go. Yeah.
We do not have the right to go back into a person's past like that. Because everybody got to, if they do that, we all out of work.
Yeah.
If you only have to pay for all of your past transgressions over and new to, because you don't know what that man went through after whatever he did, because everybody got something in their past.
Yeah.
Him, me, all of us. We got something in our past. I don't think it's right talking about you going back to Yale to go back to what we heard somebody at the class. It's always somebody late jumping on board with that old funky mess, you know. All of his scenes were violent. He had violent scenes. Was he bad for that? Man, y'all need to. Come on, man. If we could just stick with the facts. That's the danger of social media, though, man.
Yeah, this story is developing still. We have to wait until all the facts come out, apparently. There's supposedly a video involved, all of that. So we'll see.
His lawyers say the video going to exonerate him.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to wait for the video.
Yeah.
Like you said, Steve, stop giving them a pen to stick you with. Yeah. Stop putting yourself in them situations like that.
I'm trying to figure out how I call the police. I'm in here, me and my girl in here arguing, and I'm calling the police. I don't know a whole lot of black dudes calling the police.
Well, you know.
You and your girl.
Hopefully.
Yeah, this is, well, we'll keep following this story and letting you know. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we're switching gears here. Roscoe Wallace in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.